Thank you very much for being part of the 5-day challenge einer Amerikanerin in Berlin. Perhaps you read some of my short stories before, but did you actually work with them? I'm pretty sure it was a rather passive experience. Just a tiny percentage of Amazon customers who buy my graded readers download the audio version, although the recordings are available for free on my website. Reading in a foreign language gives us a good feeling. For most of us, reading is the skill we know best. If you're a literature nerd who wants to read Goethe, Schiller, Hermann Hesse and Günter Grass in German, good reading skills are all you need. However, as you signed up for this challenge, I suspect that you are at least interested in improving your other skills too. Listening, speaking, writing, and some grammar. But that's a lot of work. I don't have that much time. Yes, we all have the same problem. But you signed up and decided to dedicate 30 minutes a day to this challenge. That's 2.5 hours altogether, and you'll be surprised how much you will benefit. It will also help you to overcome procrastination if that's a problem for you. This challenge is an asynchronous mini program with a defined start and end. What does asynchronous mean? I hope I pronounced it correctly. Well, it means that you don't have to show up at certain times, but you will need to complete certain tasks within a given time frame. In our case, until Sunday, the 5th of May. If you procrastinate, you will still have access to the materials, but you will lose your opportunity to get feedback and ask questions. We will start on Monday, the 29th of April. I will upload the first materials on the website and in the Telegram group chat on Sunday evening, and you will also get them by email. Evening means my evening, and I'm in Argentina. That way, you will have access on Monday morning, even if you live in Asia or in Europe. You may not be familiar with Telegram, but I'd like to encourage you to give it a try. I've recently been using it as a participant of asynchronous courses as well, and it's really great. Telegram is similar to other messenger apps that you may know, so it won't be difficult to get used to it. The group chat is already open, so feel free to join right now and introduce yourself. I will close it for posting on the 5th of May, but you will be able to access the content until the 31st of May. On the 3rd of May, that's a Friday, the last day of our challenge, we will meet on Zoom to talk a bit about the challenge and how you liked it, what was easy, what was difficult, what should be different, etc. Some of you may wish to continue working with short stories in a similar way as we'll be doing it in our 5-day challenge. There will be an opportunity, and I will explain how this will work during our Zoom call. But first, it's time to concentrate on those 5 days of our challenge. I hope that you will enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to working with you.